KABU hosts a monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater called KABU at the Clinton. This month, we'll screen the film Urban Roots on Thursday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Urban Roots is a documentary that tells the story of the emergence of urban farming in Detroit.
They really not getting out and seeing what's going on out in the city of Detroit, because me tell you, if they did, man, all the stuff they talking about up there wouldn't mean nothing.
This growing movement of urban farmers is changing the way people think about food and life in Detroit. Again, that's a film screening of the documentary Urban Roots, Thursday, September 13th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KABU would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, open Wednesday to Monday and proudly serving Portland since 2007. Bar Carlo is a neighborhood cafe featuring from-scratch cooking made with fresh ingredients. Lunch provided by Aviv, located at 1125 Southeast Division Street. Open daily for lunch and dinner, Aviv serves vegan-friendly Middle Eastern cuisine. Dinner provided by Boke Bowl with two locations, 1028 Southeast Water Ave and 1200 Northwest 18th at Northrop. Boke Bowl serves ramen with handmade noodles, unique slow-simmered dashis, and more. For more information on how you can support KABU, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Thank you. what you want me to do?
Spread yourself.
Hey, 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 it's the Calculated Conversation radio show back in the house again. I'm your host, David Jefferson, and your boy in the building also.
Ken Jones.
Ken Jones.
I am here. How you been, bro?
Not Ken or...
not right, Con.
Not Ken.
Not Ken.
Somebody said, hey, tell Ken that I want to talk to him. I was like, who? I thought you were talking about Barbie's boyfriend. That's a whole nother Ken.
I get Ken all the time. It's Con if they only know Ken. Me from online. It's Con. That's the go-to. Like, there ain't no H in there. None of that.
Well, it's not your typical spelling with a
hey,
K.
Hey.
Throw people off, so.
Hey.
But anyways, yeah, so happy to be back in the house, man, and... for those of you that are listening, we're glad you in the house as well. We do appreciate the all the support again. We get a lot of good feedback from this show, man. I mean, a lot more than we imagined, man. And it feels good to be able to create content that people are willing to discuss and go deep about and just listen to, even if you don't say nothing. And so all that stuff works well in our effort to bring universal awareness to us and everybody else around us. So, you know, good looking out on that.
We's appreciate it. And right quick, too, if you guys, I know we end usually the show with all our socials, but I know last week we were kind of talking about, ways to get the morning started and type of things to listen to kind of get your brain going. But if you guys jump on the Facebook and go to the Calculated Conversation Radio Show page, I did put up a playlist, a growth playlist. It's a YouTube playlist, and it's at least something to get your feet wet and get started in, you know, these motivational speeches. It's a range of stuff from, you know, Les Brown, Jim Rome, Zig Ziglar. There's some Will Smith in there, some Oprah, a lot of people. So it's a playlist, probably good, 50 videos or so, and I continue to add to that on the regular. So check that out if you want to be a part of it.
Man, those is all my favorites too, man.
Right.
You named some real heavy hitters when it comes to, like, you know, people that have, you know, found success within their own rights,
right,
but still willing to take time away from that to tell other people some of their secrets and rules,
right,
man, and formulas. I think that's great, you know.
Right.
I feel like they understand what life is about.
Right.
You know, it's
right,
not just about being successful. It's about creating sort of a format that other people can use so we can make some changes around
right
here. You know, and a lot of people just get successful or get, you know, rich or wealthy or famous, and they just, it never really reach back to people.
And I like, you know, for those people named, I feel like they all do a good job of going back to a time when they didn't have and what it took to kind of get there, you know, the real struggles in which they dealt with and adversity they faced throughout their transition into getting to a point where they have, you know, the financial freedom, the
right,
the mental freedom from a lot of the things that tie us and hold us down. So,
right, and having all that freedom, still all they want to do is teach,
man.
You know, and that says a lot about the character, you know, and what we all doing it for, you
right
know. And so, 1 second here.
So yeah, so for the listeners too, just to give you guys a heads up, through this, we are in our membership drive this week and or actually these next 2 weeks, so we're gonna be stopping through to make sure to punch some in and let you guys know kind of what's going on with the membership drive. This is basically to get people on board with becoming a member of the show, because again, this is all funded by you, the listener. This is what keeps this show going. It's a community radio show, so it's the community that keeps it afloat. And you can pledge by calling up here. You can pledge at 877-500-5266, or you can go online at kboo.fm. And these are a couple ways in which you can get in contact. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you've got a dollar that you can do, you know, you can give if you want to go bigger. And there are, when you go to the site and check it out and see that these different memberships will break down kind of what this will help with. We need you guys to be able to keep bringing this content to you, making sure that we're bringing it crisp and clear through these airwaves. We're going to need that. And just make sure to tell a friend, you know, keep pushing this K-Boo movement.
It's K-Boo movement, man. Help us help you. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, so if you get a chance to, you know, to be a part of that, you know, that'd be, a dope little contribution, you know, as far as, you know, what you can do to just kind of help us keep spreading this messaging, you know, just keep everybody alive around here.
Righteous.
But,
and again, right quick, if you didn't hear it the first time, 877-500-5266, or you can do it online at kboo.fm, kboo.fm.
You hear that? KBOO.FM.
Yes.
And man, okay, we still got some more membership stuff. We got more?
Now we got the routine. And we got Emma. Can give us some. I see him over there. Hey.
All right. Yeah, you're listening to Calculated Conversations, which is this great new show here on KBOO with a really, you know, really interesting content. And we've got some really exciting news tonight. We have someone has offered to match up to $100 for any new donations specifically to Calculated Conversations. So if you're listening, if you're a first-time donor and you really love this show, this is a great time to make a pledge to KBOO. Up to $100 will be matched by an anonymous donor specifically for this program that you're listening to right now. And that you would do that by giving us a call at 877-500-5266. And, you know, tell them that you're listening because you really love Calculated Conversations. You love KBOO, you know, and you really care about what's... Oh, there, we just got a ring. All right. Woohoo. So, you know, just let people know that you are listening to KBOO tonight because you care about this programming. You care about what's happening in the community, and you want to know what's happening, like, with all of our communities, with our beloved community. And part of the way that you can do that is by giving us a call tonight, making a donation to KBOO. You know, give what you can. Like, if you could give maybe, like, 1 hour a month of your wages, so maybe you make $15 an hour, maybe you make a living wage. If you could give $15 a month, that's $180 a year. That's a great donation, and it really goes a long way towards helping keeping KBOO going. So I'm sitting here with Aiden. Aiden, do you want to say anything before we go back?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that when you donate, not only are you helping the radio station and our the people, but also our community as well, as you know, because this place is a very safe place, and it gives people a safe place to come here to volunteer as well. So you're also helping our youth as well.
Great, thank you. So give us a call at 877-500-5266. And now we're going back to Calculated Conversations.
Yes, yes, we back in the house. Thank you for the love and support. Before we had went on that note, we were talking about some of the famous social teachers out there. Yes. You know, and I was listening to Will Smith today, man, and he said... he said, check your last 5 text messages, and this will tell you where you're going in life, and the people that you're texting, your 5 closest friends.
Yeah.
He basically said, just kind of stop and check out your 5 closest friends right now, and that's where you're headed in life.
I feel like that's, there's a confirmation in that, personally, because I've heard an iteration of this maybe 3 times in this past week, which is crazy to me. Because even with you bringing that up right now, that was brought up on another joint I was listening to, again, just in a different context, different wording, but it lines up. And it's one of those that I've been processing this each time it's popped up. So for you dropping that is like, that's crazy.
Right, right. And I had to kind of check my text messages. I was thinking like, dang, like, you know what I mean? It just kind of think, you know, kind of made me reflect a little bit, but. Yeah. I learned this lesson a while ago, and so I'm not really tight with a whole lot of people as far as personal, but on a business level,
right.
I'm pretty much for everybody, you know. But Yeah, it's crazy though, man. It's a crazy level of awareness when you look at it from that aspect, because yeah. I mean, a lot of times we spend a lot of time with people that just because we're familiar with them, or we grew up together, or because we got the same auntie, or because I used to talk to his sister or something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, people use that as grounds to create this lifelong union that really is not productive.
Man.
You know? And so it's important, I think, you know, and that's, again, talking about the process of unlearning that I'd be writing about. You know, I was just saying, like, at times you have to just kind of double check and make sure you reevaluate, you know, all the energy around you, so that you know that it's still conducive to where you plan on going and what your goals are, you know. And so that don't mean get rid of everything. That means just put them through the test and make sure they're still relevant,
right?
You know, and the things that aren't, then you just kind of like have to leave them by the wayside peacefully.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the things that are, you still keep them intact, and then you learn new things that get intact with what you already intact with, and then that's how your bridge get built. Yeah. To the end of the world, you know?
Yeah. Essentially, so, the sum total those five people.
Yeah, so I think you had a little something that you was trying to chop up tonight.
Yeah, you know, I had a...
Wait. Let's get the number out real quick. Okay. Man. Sorry about that.
503-231-8187 is the number to call in and talk with your friends.
Yeah, just your friends, man. You know?
Make sure you give us a call, chime in, and if you don't call us, call the pledge, one of the two.
Just call on me, brother.
When you need a friend.
But you had something.
One of the things I was kind of thinking about is, it was this quote of, take advantage of yourself, don't let society do it for you, right? And what this kind of stemmed from is just these ideas where, you know, we're us, right? Me, you, all of us. We're ourselves. And when we're operating from a place of just our natural whatever's inside of us, these gifts that we have, whether it's communication, whether it's an art or whatever kind of skill, right? To other people, it can seem crazy, like, how? You know, and they big you up. Like, I'm not good with a bunch of compliments and stuff because I feel like I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing, what I've always done. You know, so it doesn't seem extraordinary. It doesn't seem like I'm going above and beyond anything. So, like, you know, when it's being said to me, sometimes it's hard to take it because it's like, what else am I supposed to be doing?
Right.
But in that, it's those moments of kind of forgetting, you know, your effect on people.
Right.
And what it is that you are putting out. And there's other people, I mean, we've all been in the situations of seeing something in someone that they don't necessarily see in themselves. Because again, it's just them. Some people's recall ability, the ability to retain information and relay this back out, and just, you know, and just intelligence. And to them, it's normal, right? And taking into account that there's a lot of people in dead-end jobs, there's a lot of people in dead-end relationships, there's a lot of people just in dead-end situations across the gamut, right? And they're basically a lot, every one of these people has something about them that is extraordinary, something about them that is standout. And sometimes other people recognize that and take full advantage of because they're not taking advantage of it personally. They're not using that to benefit them in any kind of way. And there's people who will latch on and suck all that right out and use it for their benefit. And I think sometimes with with understanding, you know, what gift it is you have, what talent it is you may have, to make sure to take the time to use that to your advantage. And and that's not an easy task. I know that it's not like, oh, just wake up and like, oh, I'm gonna do this.
Right.
But to start kind of directing that, you know, I think we've kind of figured out some of the things that work for us. Didn't know it at one point, but now putting it into play, making it actually go through. And so I'm coming back to that thought, but we're about to get ready to pass it back over to Emma and some more shout outs for this drive.
And they want to have this big celebration. And all right, we are back on the air. You are listening to KBOO Community Radio. You're listening to Calculated Conversations, which is this great new program. And I just want to like kick it off by letting you know that we have a great matching grant tonight, $100, up to $100 for any new listener. So if you're a new listener to KBOO and you love this show, which is just a great show, really good information, and you would like to make a donation tonight, your donation will be matched only during this hour for up to $100, which is great. It's a great way to help move KBOO forward. If you want to give $100, you could break that up into 12 months. That would be $8.33 a month, which is really super affordable. You know, that's like the price of a couple of cups of coffee. So give us a call, KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. Or if you'd like to give online, you can go to kboo.fm. Aiden, what do you think about all that?
Well, you know, I think it's really easy to do because, you know, you spent, I don't know, even $3 or whatever on like a snack or a bagel or something, and, you know, or just little by little, it really does add up. And, you know, if you are not too familiar with KBOO and want to come down to our location and check it out, you know, we can give you a tour. It's really cool. There are many different recording parts that we have, rooms where we can do different things. And if you cannot donate money at all, then I suggest that you can come and join our volunteer group. It's a lot of fun. And you can learn a lot of different things. But if you can donate at least $2, $3, you know, $5, go ahead and pick up the phone and call us. I'm sure that you will not regret it.
Yes, that is so. That is, every contribution that you can make counts. If you can volunteer your time, that is great. If you can volunteer your money, that is great too. What we're asking folks to do right now, if you can, is maybe consider making a monthly donation. So, for instance, if you make $25 an hour, which I know a lot of people do, I mean, to me that seems like a lot of money, but a lot of people in Portland make $25 an hour. They make a lot more than that. If you could donate $25 a month, you will get this great KBOO hoodie. It's very fashionable. It's got the words KBOO on the back of it, and all of our locations where we broadcast from, Portland, the Gorge, the Valley. KBOO is really everywhere. And the reason that we have such a great broad coverage is because we have this great signal, and we have a great engineer here, and we have lots of really good programming. But that does cost money. It really does cost money to keep all of that stuff going. And, you know, you all come through every year, the listeners, you know, to the tune of really hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of the year in terms of donations. But just like the water in the ocean, all of that water comes one drop at a time. And so if you can do your little bit today to help you know, amplify your voice and amplify your values, give us a call at 877-500-5266. And I do want to remind you that for the program tonight, Calculated Conversation, your donation will be matched up to $100 specifically for this show. So if you are a new listener and you've never donated to KBOO tonight, this is your chance. And if you want to give maybe $5 a month, that will be matched. So suddenly $5 becomes $10 and $120 becomes a great donation to KBOO, and it helps us meet our goal for this hour. So give us a call at 877-500-5266. Or you can donate online at kboo.fm. We've got some folks down here ready to answer the phones. We've got our computers all set up and ready to go. You know, everything is perfect. It's the perfect time for you to call right now here at KBOO. You know, KBOO is the voice of our community. It's our beloved community, and we want to prioritize voices. We want to prioritize voices of the community, real voices of our community, not like, you know, some corporation and what they've got to say. You know, we want this to be grounds up grassroots radio, and we really try hard. I mean, we're not perfect. We still have a long ways to go to really do beloved community, but we're on our way. We're trying. So, and the reason we're able to do that is because there are so many people down here who really value KBOO. What do you think about that, Aiden?
Well, it definitely worked for me. I was struggling a lot before I joined KBOO, and it really helped me to, you know, conquer a lot of things. And also another thing I wanted to remind you is that what comes around, you know, what you send out to the universe, it comes back to you. Plant that seed today. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Plant that seed for your own prosperity down the road. 877-500-5266.
And back to Calculated Conversation.
Yes, yes. So picking up my thought from before that, essentially, you know, taking time to get out of your way, right? Getting out of your own way and using the things that you have to benefit yourself, and be okay with understanding your effect on people. And notice that if you're getting this feedback, just take into account, if you're getting this feedback from people about who you are, don't minimize it. You know, take some time to actually sit back and take that in and see how can this actually be beneficial on a wider scale. This is what my, you know, my friends, my family, these random people, it's like, oh, I can talk to you. It's so easy to talk to you. How can this play out to actually, you know, be of use on a wider range of people, right? And the idea too, because I think what kicks in there is there's this feeling of not wanting to gloat or feel that what you've got a big ego or, you know, any of that type of stuff. And I'm definitely, you know, I'm leaning to that side with you. Like it's no ego with me running around. I'm probably the most humble. You'll never hear me use words like best or none of that. I think, of course, you know, highly of the things I do, because I'm gonna put as much as I can into them. But it's never a thing of I'm better. I want to learn from whoever's around me and pick up on this, but trying to get okay and understanding that, you know, I belong at these different tables, I belong in these different rooms, and that there's a reason why I'm even being presented these opportunities, you know. And that's, again, having to get out of our own way, getting out of my own way. All of us, you know, have work that we can do in these areas. And it's another piece that I look at it like, I'd rather be optimistic and be wrong about things than to be pessimistic and be right. And I think that's something, you know, to take into account, where there's definitely these people that always see the wrong in things and always are looking for what's gonna go bad, and a lot of times they find it. And again, I'd rather be open to these ideas and trying to make this happen and be wrong than to think something's gonna go crazy, or think I'm not good enough, think that this isn't supposed to happen, all those, and that ends up being exactly what happens. And to leave that piece off is just work harder on yourself than you do your job, or, you know, these other, it's yourself. Because the improvement, the more that you improve on yourself and get yourself up to par, the better everything around you will end up turning out. Is this a light switch? No, this is a process. You gotta run it the distance. And that's something, you know, as I'm telling you guys this, I'm also taking this into account myself, because again, it's the constant reminders where we all hit these highs, we hit these lows as we're going through things. And that's what this show is all about, is being able to communicate this and make sure you guys understand that we get in these spots the same way you guys do, you know what I mean? And it's about being able to help keep building each other up on both ends of it, and being able to give this information and exchange it as we try to get to another level. That was my spiel.
That's right. And don't forget, if you need to call in, the number's 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187. If you got something to tell us, something you want to say, something that's been on your mind,
yeah,
then you tap in with us, man, and let's talk about it.
All right.
Certain things you just got to talk about. But, you know, I'm a big fan of... I'm a real big fan of taking advantage of yourself as opposed to letting society take advantage of you, you know. And making that separation is really, really difficult, you know. And I know that a lot of times it's easy to, it look like it's easy, you know, you know, from the outside looking in, you know, I guess sometimes because it's just natural. You know, we doing what's natural. Right. When you find yourself, it just seems like it should be easy to find yourself and do what yourself is supposed to be doing, you know. Yes. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people get themselves confused with what's going on around them, you know. And when you don't know which one you are, you know, you're more prone to go with the wind, you know, with the tide. Whatever the way the leaves is blowing is the way you're going to blow, you know, until you really, really examine your innermost self, innermost talents, desires, passions, skills, you know, your own heart, you know, and your own thought process. You know, when you start to examine those things about yourself, your role in this world will become extremely clear. You'll know exactly what you're here for. In that instance, it can get to a point to where you will have to definitely probably separate from the norm, which means that you're gonna risk being mocked, misunderstood, and a lot of people are really gonna point the finger at you for doing simply nothing other than locating yourself. So be prepared for that if if you're trying to spiritually awake. But it's a good thing, you know. You know, at that point, you know, you become more in tune with the universe, you know, and then you can kind of feel what direction you're supposed to be going. And so, you know, in my opinion, I always say I think decisions get very easy at that point. It's not a lot of whole back and forth and not a lot of haggling, you know, with the universe, you know, it just kind of is what it is, you know, and you take those lessons and, you know, you understand that there's a bigger picture. So you have to operate within a certain formula, no matter how you feel about it at the time.
Right.
So you got to separate your feelings from the things that take care of you, you know, and that's where I think a lot of people get confused on situations of like what love is, you know, or I don't know what to do with my life, you know, or you know, just I don't understand myself, you know, because they going back and forth between how they feel and what society is telling them about themselves. You know, once society get muted, all you have is how you feel about yourself. You know, once you got that, your whole world is bright. You're like, oh, okay, I know what I'm supposed to do. Oh, can't go around these people no more. Oh, okay, I got to go mingle in with them. Oh, I got to sit at this table. Got to take this phone call. Got to be in this building. Got to be at this show. Got to talk to this person. Got to connect with this business.
So I have a question then with people, because I think that's where if I was still at a point where needing to know, because we talk a lot too about having to distance ourselves from people, and you have a situation or something where you can have you had to have a conversation. I mean, because I think a lot of people would just take it like you just cut it off, right? Like just avoid that person, which you know, that works if you, you know, you met somebody on Tinder or something and you don't want to, you know, block them on everything. And then, but for people that you actually have a history with, you know, family and so on, what do you think that conversation, what would you put in as far as how that conversation should go to let them kind of know what you're trying to do and that this isn't something of just middle finger to you, I'm out of here.
Well, you know what, let me throw a little twist in on you, Ken. If we could actually have that conversation, then it probably wouldn't happen in the first place. You know, because we'd already been on a level to where we can communicate directly, truthfully, you know, respectfully, empathetically, you know, responsibly, you know. And so it's only after several attempts, you know, because at some point you begin to realize that there's really nothing left to talk about. You know, and so I mean,
but it is a conversation, though. To at least initiate.
It's an ongoing conversation,
And that's more what I'm just saying to the listener. It's not a thing like you wake up, you realize.
No, you don't do that. You know? you give people a chance to understand. You know, a chance to grow, a chance to learn, a chance to hear how you coming. You know, where you coming from. You give them a chance to, you know, try to understand, you know. And the thing is, what I learned is that there's people that are committed to solving problems, and then there are people that are committed to misunderstandings, you know. And so what that says is that when it comes down to trying to have that conversation about why things have turned out this way, well, if they're already committed to understanding, you know what I mean, this conversation ain't gonna do nothing but toss a few more matches on the flame or more gas on the flame. They already don't understand.
Okay.
You know? And so it's like, it's really difficult. I mean, somebody don't have to, you know, people, we don't need to be smart. We don't need to be geniuses. We don't need to be, you know, overly intelligent. All we need to do is have the desire to want to have more information. Mm-hmm. All we just have to want to know a little bit more. You know, we want to understand, you know, and that's really where it comes down to it as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, nobody's perfect, you know, and I really believe the idea is still not being perfect, but in understanding imperfection.
Yeah.
And that's about the best you're going to get to perfect, you know?
Mm. Mm.
And so, you know, and it's hard to do because, I mean, you have to literally tell somebody, you have to really watch somebody challenge everything that you thought was ever right.
Yeah.
And you have to be strong enough, open enough, humble enough, you know what I'm saying, to let somebody, and confident enough in yourself to let somebody else tell you, you know, the way that, you know, the energy that you receiving is because of what the way you're doing things is not really working towards the energy you're asking for. Mm. And that's basically, you know, saying that, well, you're kind of doing it wrong. You're doing the wrong calculations. The calculations is wrong.
Right.
And you don't understand why you're getting that answer.
Right.
And so I want to help you get that answer. I can't give it to you, but I can kind of help you change your formula around. Mm. But you got to trust me. Mm. You got to trust my intentions are good. You got to trust that I care about you. And you got to trust that I want to see you win without me getting any benefits in return. Mm. You know what I mean? You got to trust that. And if you don't trust none of that, then you're going to think that, you know, oh, just trying to control me or just trying to mislead me with words or just trying to say you're smarter than me. Mm-hmm. You know, all those things come from the fact that I don't really trust you in one aspect or another. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so that's where the misunderstanding comes from, you know, or the, you know, or the decision to continue to misunderstand. You know, some people just like misunderstanding. They just like, you know, I mean, you keep in mind that, you know, a lot of times people know in their mind, they know that they're wrong.
Yeah.
They know that they made a mistake. And because of the misunderstanding commitment, they can't say that. Because mm-hmm. of the pride, they can't say that.
In too deep.
They can't say that. Because if I admit that I made a mistake, then society says there's something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of society telling the truth, which is, there's something powerful about me to let a person know that, hey, you know, I messed up.
Right.
You know, and I want to fix it.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't want to make you feel that way. I don't want to do whatever I did. I want to fix this. And I want to make sure that I'm giving you the best energy that I can.
Right.
You know, and whatever I got to do to make this work, I'm down to do it. You know.
Yeah.
It ain't just about me.
Right.
It's about us. If any one of us is not, you know, not on par, then we both off.
Righteous.
You know. So.
Okay. We got a call. What's that? Talanda.
Hello.
Talanda, what's happening?
Hey, good evening, King. How are you?
We in good shape.
Yes.
Things are
good,
working.
Good.
Yes.
I just wanted to get on really quick, headed to a meeting, and just again, like I've gone on before and said, that I truly, truly appreciate you guys and the amazing work that you are doing with Calculated Conversation. I always get on here and I totally feel inspired and encouraged to continue to dig deeper into becoming a better woman, mother, community activist. So again, just wanted to get on, let you guys know that I was here present with you and that I will pledge online because you are here. So keep it up. So gotta go. Have an awesome, amazing evening. And I look forward to hearing from you guys next week.
Absolutely. Right, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Yes. And so, you guys heard that. That was the wonderful Talanda calling in to express her gratitude. Always appreciative to hear people call in and let us know how they feel, you know, about the show and about the impact that, you know, it's having on them or anything in their lives, because it's just kind of further confirmation that we in the right place at the right time and saying the right thing, and, you know, that our existence is being used for something greater than us. And there's really no bigger reward than that I can see.
How can you not feel good after such a call like that? I can't even stop smiling right now. I'm hella teefy on the on the mic.
Yes, man.
So, yeah, we're going to get ready to toss it back over to the grand old Emma to run some more membership drive talk to you.
All right, we are back. Pledge Central. It is so busy down here. And that was a great phone call they got just a minute ago on Calculated Conversation. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that, like, KBOO. KBOO is live radio. You can call in and you can talk to the people on the air. It's accessible to you. And really, this whole station is accessible to you. KBOO is really here for everyone. You can come down here most business days during the day, sign in and you talk to the person at the front desk and kind of find out what's going on here and figure out how you can participate. But if you don't have the time to come down to KBOO and, get involved, there's other ways that you can support KBOO. And that's why we're here tonight. We're here because we know not everybody has the time to come down to KBOO and, help out in person. And a lot of people want to give money instead. And that's a great way to support it because, we can't pay the rent. We can't pay the bills for the electricity. We can't do much without money. Unfortunately, we need money in this culture. So give us a call. Our number is 877-500-5266. And, consider maybe giving 1 hour's wages, like whatever you make a month. So if you're employed and you work for a wage and, whatever you make, like maybe you make $20 an hour. If you make $20 an hour, maybe consider giving $20 once a month to KBOO. We can get you set up down here with monthly donations. And we've got some great gifts for $240, which that would be, let's see, you could get 2 KBOO t-shirts. Or if you just up that to $25 a month, you could get the KBOO hoodie. And whatever, if you're a new donor tonight, if you are just listening for the first time, your pledge will be matched up to $100 tonight. So if you have never made a donation to KBOO before and you're listening to Calculated Conversation, if you give up to $100, that's going to be doubled. So then it will suddenly become magically $200. And that's because we've got someone, an anonymous donor, who really loves this program and wants to match your donation. So isn't that great, Aiden?
It's wonderful. And I also wanted to remind everybody that not only your donations not only help us to, keep the show going, to keep this not only does it help us for social change and community positive change, but I also think a lot about the youth collective and how all those kids come here, they learn, how to operate the board. They learn how to be on the radio. They learn about engineering. They get excited. They stay off the streets. So you're only helping us keep them safe as well.
Yeah. So, and the Youth Collective, there's a whole bunch of different groups that meet down here at KBOO. We've got lots of committees you can get involved in. And the way that all of this operates is it happens through your donations. Honestly, that's how we keep the doors open. So, we're going to go right back to Calculated Conversation. But before I do, I just want to encourage you to go on to the website at kboo.fm. There you will find links to donate, or you can give us a call at 877-500-5266.
And become part of the joy of giving.
Thank you.
No, it was great.
I need to
interrupt. No, don't interrupt.
And we're back.
We're back again.
I think, the weight in which you were just giving us beforehand, I feel like that's definitely a take. And even hearing it from you, in which the way you were putting it out was as if you were on the other side of that conversation with the listener, mm-hmm. should be the person that you feel like you need to detach from or elevate. That's the stance that side should be on as far as understanding, where this is coming from. And I think, in situations I've been in and been a part of kind of having to actually vocalize that, I'm trying to do this and this, capacity is not really working. Mm-hmm. And not saying it's not just a middle finger, I'm out of here. It's just that now my focus is here and how things are right now, mm-hmm. it's not lining up. And that's not a knock on you. You're doing what you're doing,
right.
Because I think that's a big part of that is trying to make sure that you're talking to a person, especially somebody that's like you said, is just, they want the misunderstanding.
Right, right.
So it's kind of having to lay it out almost like a children's book of, right. I'm not leaving too much room for you to misunderstand this.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
You put it real simple and plain, and sometimes that is having to, you know, take that extra step in making sure to communicate these different areas of this and right. why this is happening.
Right.
And again, it's not always a knock on a person. It's just like, you know, you got to handle what you got to handle and what you're dealing with. I get it. You know, but this is where I'm at. And right now, this is not going to mesh in the way that would be beneficial for either of us.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And again, you definitely get to a point where you got to just, you may have to ghost. If you try to have this conversation several times and they're not open to it, they're not being receptive, and definitely at
right.
that point,
yeah.
that's when it's like, okay, you just got to do what you got to do because you're
right.
spending too much time and energy trying to get this to hear.
Right.
But I definitely think there's, you know, people who needed to kind of hear once they have this awakening, once they have this moment of feeling like they're ready for something else and ready to let something go, definitely try to have the conversation, because that's, you would want that, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes you have to take yourself out of, you know, the moment of frustration or whatever it is and think about what you would want
mm-hmm.
In there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you give somebody what it is that you would want, or I guess, actually, let me take that a step further. You would at least want some kind of awareness, right, to it, but also understanding that, as we say often, people are not you. They don't live. They don't
right.
have. So you have to, if you're dealing with somebody that you know on a personal level, you've been friends for years, you family, then you may have to learn how to have the conversation in their language.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to take that into account.
Right.
Sometimes it is a way of communicating, you know, that
right.
makes sense. Me sitting in, you know, one of these financial meetings that I do every Wednesday at work is not the same type of conversation that I'm having with one of my partners.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And trying to, those don't overlap. So it's the same thing. Know the language that you need to be using for this. Right. Sometimes it has to be in their language, their
right.
level of understanding, because if not, then it's just going to be flying over and leaving confused.
Right.
You're going to leave that person confused. But all in all, make sure as you have these transitions, you have these conversations with yourself first. That's another big part.
Right.
Take the time to have the conversation with yourself, because that'll help you have the conversation with whoever it is, whatever it is, because you're not trying to spin you're not going to spin so much in just pulling things, because you can get derailed pretty easy, especially
mm-hmm.
dealing with somebody not trying to understand.
Right.
You're going to keep going on these tangents in these weird places as opposed to knowing what it is and why.
Right.
And explaining that to them and sticking to that.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying this is easy. It's not a thing like you can just separate from people and feel fine. Some of it hurt.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because there's a part of your identity that's tied in with some of these people, some of these situations. And you got to take that into account.
And all that is exactly true, man. You know, it's 100%, you know, all about basically what you're talking about, is just trying to build that bridge first before you cross it.
Righteous.
You know?
Right.
And I don't know any other way better to start to, you know, build levels to a bridge
mm-hmm.
besides listening
mm-hmm.
and asking questions when you confuse, before you come to statements, before you come to assumptions, before you come to the jokes. You know, it's a lot of things we can be patient on, but because in our mind we only know one aspect of life, typically what we were raised in, and in our mind subconsciously, not on purpose,
right,
naturally thinks that everybody else understands that experience. Mm-hmm. And so we leave out pertinent information as we try to communicate, and then we wonder why people don't understand us.
Yeah.
You know, because we're not covering our bases, you
yeah.
know, and it's just a matter of coming from a point to where you have to treat people like they have no information. You have to make sure they have
yeah.
every aspect of it,
yeah.
you know, and then the conversation to get a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
And then through that, you can find your similarities. See, mm-hmm. that conversation starts to build the similarities. You listen, you hear something, you ask a few questions, you'll start to see what they're concerned about, the things that they care about, the reason why they're here, or
yeah.
what they stand for,
yeah.
and you approach them from that angle, and you start to relay your own personal experiences in that.
Right.
And then you guys find a connection, and then everybody kind of unbutton their
yeah.
shirt a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay.
You know, this reminds me of a conversation I was having earlier. And I was saying about like shaking hands and shaking hands with the right hand and how that's always been like a respect thing. And thinking of when I was younger, and I mean, I'll still say it plays in the back of my head even to today, to where when I shake, especially another man's hand, and if it's not like a firm grip, or he's not looking at me, or he even extends his left hand first, I used to really take that personal. Because I used to feel like, okay, so you're not respecting me, right? That used to be what was in my head. Is, and, you know, there was plenty of times that somebody putting out their left hand, and I would always meet it with, look, well, just out of respect, can we shake, you know, with the right hand? Because that's what you do as far as a man of respect. And I used to say that, right? But I would feel some kind of way if it was, like, too soft of a shake or so on. Mm-hmm. Then I got a bit older and had to realize, like, these are my standards. These are the standards of, you know, these whatever section. I mean, I took it into account. Not only was I told this, you know, by my parents, but I was also seeing this in people of authority and authority figures through life, that this was how they did.
Right.
Then got to a point of understanding that that doesn't really, if nobody gave them that, then they're not being, they're just going through emotion.
Right.
And it didn't have all that tied onto it that I had personally. Mm-hmm. And realizing of how many situations, tense situations happen as a result, or me just feeling, not feeling that well about somebody based on this idea that this is how we all operate. Right. And then coming to this understanding that they ain't got nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot more signs that go into it, a lot more things that actually make this out. Because some of my best partners don't shake hands the way that I shake hands. And taking that into account now, that it's not my way of understanding the things that I know, doesn't mean that that's how he operates. And once understanding that, okay, this is why this isn't a big deal to him, or that's not, that has no importance, and that's where I'm putting them at my benchmarks.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I think that's just it's one of those things. So taking that time to have a conversation, and we promote this all the time, if we're having this conversation and really taking it in to trying to understand where this person is coming from, and that means the long-winded version of breaking down where these arguments can be eliminated if we're having a discussion,
right,
and I'm trying to give you all the information that I can give you, and also hearing all the information that you're willing to give me about what it is we're disagreeing or we're not seeing eye to eye on, to make sure, first off, we're talking about the same thing, which we've discussed that before.
Let's
make sure we're having a disagreement about the same thing,
because
there's that definitely happens, and happens often without either party realizing.
Right.
Know what I mean? So
all the time.
Right. So taking that, you know, into account of just this unlearning, and be it open to, okay, they didn't react like this to whatever that was. Now let me see if there's something else, like, oh, when you know, it's follow up with a simple question, like, oh, when you shake hands, and find out, as opposed to what I was doing of just taking it, oh, okay, you don't respect me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's like, the easy way to take it.
Right. And now I'm offended and feeling some type of way, you know what I mean? And I'm treating you in a way based off of that, as opposed to having to ask that question, like, where your answer would have been, oh, I didn't even think about that.
Right.
You know?
It's like, now we got to fight and put it on YouTube.
Well,
no, I'm kidding. But people rarely ever know that we're talking about what we're talking about, and that we haven't even decided, like, we haven't even agreed on what happened, the facts first. You know, like, a lot of people, you know, getting conversation and disagreements, you know, always worried about the end result. And the reason why that gets so foggy is because they haven't even determined the facts that you know, because those can't change no matter what.
Yeah.
What happened? We could talk about how we saw it or how we felt, but what happened is what happened, and you can't change that.
Yeah.
You know? And so I remember actually, I mean, one simple way to put it is, I remember being at my family's house for just for a holiday function, you know what I mean? And they like to play Uno. Well, I like to play too, but I didn't want to tell everybody. But, okay, you know what I'm saying? I like to, you know, we play Uno, you know, and you know, normally we play, you know, a couple of us play it by ourselves, and then, you know, or some play whatever, and then we all came together and sitting out at the table, start dealing out the cards, and like, nobody understood what was going on, you know. And then come to find out, they had a totally different rules for Uno than we had. Our rules were just different.
Right.
And so what we ended up doing was, listen, you know, what's your rules? Okay, these are our rules. And then in the end, we just had to make one rule that everybody could use so that we can make this game happen.
Right.
You know, and simply put, you know, that's the game of life.
All right, and you have been listening to Calculated Conversation, a great new program here on KBOO. We have a special matching donation tonight for Calculated Conversation. You have 6 minutes left to get your donations in. If you give up to $100, you're a new donor, that will be matched tonight up to $100. So your $100 will become $200. And I think Mike has actually calculated how much that is per month.
I have calculated the conversation as well. How much per month is what?
$8.33.
That is $100.
Yes.
For the year.
Yeah, which is a great donation to give to KBOO. You know, $100 goes a long ways. You would not believe how, I know you break that down to $8.33 and you're talking about a couple of lattes, you know, a couple of cups of coffee, and $100 matched to become $200 is so helpful. I cannot tell you how far that money goes down here at KBOO because, you know, we really work hard here to stretch our dollar and to do everything that we can. But the only way that we can really, you know, do that is if you give us a call tonight at 877-500-5266. And, you know, share with us, why do you love KBOO? You know, what do you love about this station? And let us know. And also let us know, you know, let us know how much you want to give to KBOO. I usually suggest people give maybe like 1 hour a month of their wages. So if you make, for instance, $18 an hour, which is a little bit above a living wage. I mean, it's still not a lot of money, but it's not bad. If you, you know, make $18 a month, then that's about $200 a year if you gave 1 hour a month of your wages. And I know that seems like a lot of money, but it's not that much when you really think about how much KBOO means to you. When you think about all of the great programming that we've got going on every day, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's so affordable. It's just pennies a day, basically, you know, what it actually costs you to listen to KBOO. And so give tonight, give back, because it's a two-way thing. We try to give to you and we hope that you'll give back to us. And that's how we make KBOO happen.
Yeah, 877-500-5266. You only have a couple of minutes left to show your support for Calculated Conversation. Jeff, Carl, I know you guys are out there. I know you're listening. You call in the air room. You call in to join the Calculated Conversation. Call Pledge Central now and show your support for KBOO as well as for this program, 877-500-5266. We could even maybe arrange for you to speak further with David and Ken if you'd like. KBOO.fm if you want to go online. We're going to be moving into music programming coming up next. The Melting Pot is going to be up and on at the top of the hour. But you still have time if you want to get your donation matched. If you're a new donor, call to show your support for Calculated Conversation right now. 877-500-5266. KBOO.fm on the web.
And we are already up to $25,000. I think we're still really early into our pledge drive.
Yep.
And we're just doing so, so great. It's really wonderful, you know, and I can't remember what our goal is for this month for this pledge drive, but I know that's at least a fourth of the way there.
Right.
Or
yeah.
It's really close. So,
yeah.
You know, and every day, I know that we're talking every day for the next 2 weeks, but every day really matters because every day we come that much closer. And it's, you know, we all do this. I mean, NPR does it and KBOO does it. And the reason that we do this is because we are a grassroots radio station. We rise up from the ground up. We're not top down. We come from the ground up. And so your donations, you know, maybe you can only give like $25, you know, maybe that's what you can afford to give right now. Or maybe you can afford to give a little bit more, like give a monthly donation, like say $10 a month. But whatever you can give, it really makes a difference. I mean, every donation adds up. And, you know, when we stretch this out over 2 weeks, it seems like a long time, but it's not that much time. And when you think about, you know, how much programming KBOO produces every day and every month, it's such a great value. And it's just amazing that there are so many people. I know so many people down here at KBOO, so many hosts, I know so many staff, board members. It's amazing. Volunteers in the community. It's amazing how much people give to KBOO. I mean, KBOO is just an amazing place. It's really a magical place. And, your donations are part of what makes KBOO happen. It's been going on for 50 years, and it's gotten stronger and stronger and stronger. And it has all of this great, really positive energy going on down here at KBOO. And it's because of so much community support. So I hope that you'll give us a call tonight at 877-500-5266 and show your support for KBOO. Mike, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, we are a labor of love here at KBOO, but it is also true that those of us who are more privileged are more able to make that sacrifice, that act of altruism that it is to volunteer and to work at KBOO. And with your donation, you're making that barrier to working at KBOO, to being a part of KBOO, less difficult. So call in right now, 877-500-5266.
This is KBOO Portland.
Got your girl in the car that she choose. A club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the car that she choose. A club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the car that she choose. A club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the car that she choose. A club going up.